Chapter 5. Shiro Hunk, Somnophilia, Fisting, and Humping. Shiro wandered into the dining room, his steps trudging and slow. He sat down heavy at the kitchen table, scrubbing over his eyes. From the noises behind him, Hunk was already up and starting on breakfast in the kitchen, but the room itself was empty. It gave Shiro a few moments to compose himself. He reached for the water pitcher and poured himself a glass, taking a grateful gulp. The chill helped perk him, like dunking his head in a sink. Less messy, though. On days like this, Shiro desperately missed coffee. As he finished the glass, the door to the kitchen burst open. Hunk nudged it with his hip, keeping it open as he carried a large platter of what looked almost like eggs, if they were bright orange. "Oh," Hunk said, pausing. "Good morning. I didn't realize anyone was up yet." He stepped further into the room, setting down the platter and offering a smile. "Skipped a jog this morning?" Shiro gave a thin smile back. "I actually slept in a bit this morning, so I missed it." Hunk's lips quirked up as he rested against the table. "Hey, good for you. I hated early morning runs at the garrison, so I'm enjoying that we save our training for after breakfast like civilized people. And you could use the sleep." He paused, brow furrowing. "Actually, don't take this the wrong way, but you look like you could use more. You feeling all right?" Sighing, Shiro dropped his head. "I'm fine. Really, I am. Put down the eyebrow. I slept the whole night. It just wasn't very restful." "Nightmares?" Hunk asked, his voice gentling. He reached out and put his hand on Shiro's shoulder, squeezing. "You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, but I'm willing to listen if you'd like to." Shiro's lips quirked up as he leaned into the touch. "It wasn't. It was just a weird night." He hesitated, not sure he really wanted to talk about this at the kitchen table. But the room was empty, and it wasn't like Hunk didn't already know the dirty details anyway. Maybe he'd have a solution Shiro hadn't thought about. "Some nights are different for me. I'll have dreams about my condition." His cheeks went slightly pink, mostly because of the ridiculous wording. He didn't know what else to call it other than Matt's joking titles. There was no way he was saying he had hysteria, thanks so much. "I usually sleep through them, but I wake up, ready and a little sore. I was probably moving around all night. So I slept long enough, but not very well. Does that make sense?" "Huh. Yeah, it does." Hunk pulled out a chair and leaned back, his brow furrowed and his eyes bright. It was a very familiar pose. Shiro had just dropped an unfinished puzzle in his lap, and Hunk was already jumping ahead to the solve. "You didn't wake up at all? You know that if you can, you can come to any of us and we'll be happy to help." Somehow, Shiro thought that might not be so realistic. It was one thing to agree to help in the light of day. It was another to be woken from a nice, deep sleep because Shiro was horny again. Even so, that wasn't the case.
"Not at all. Unless I did and fell right back asleep. I don't know how I didn't, honestly. I'm normally a pretty light sleeper, but I managed to, well, leave a significant wet spot. Still didn't stir."
Hunk nodded slowly. "Interesting. Maybe another symptom? Or maybe you were just so exhausted you didn't wake up. My little sister used to... Sorry, this is gross. She used to wet the bed and not wake up for a while because she'd be so tired from running around all day." It wasn't a particularly flattering comparison, but Shiro nodded.
"Maybe."
He hoped it wasn't a possible new symptom. Matt had a running list of them now. It was hard to tell what was a Shiro problem and what was a condition problem, and what was just from stress and long hours. There was no way to untangle them without either changing Shiro's body, taking one of the drugs, or totally routing the Galra from the universe.
"You took care of yourself, though?"
Shiro's cheeks colored again.
I showered? At Hunk's disapproving look, he sighed. I know. I didn't really feel like it. Not in a reluctant way, but because I'm tired. I was hoping I'd feel better after getting clean and breakfast. Hunk considered him, then pulled the plate closer. It can't hurt. Go ahead and get started. Everyone else will wander in eventually. He watched as Shiro took several spoonfuls of not eggs, his gaze sharp and thoughtful. I'm guessing you didn't get release overnight?
Not that I can tell, Shiro said. His fork paused less than an inch from his mouth. Hard to say, though. Mostly I feel sore, like I said. Not satisfied.
And you can't wear a toy to bed, Hunk said. My designs are pretty safe, but that could go badly, quickly. Especially when you're sleeping that deeply. Maybe I could make something that detects when you're, squirming around? And then it'll play a noise and wake you.
Shiro swallowed hard, staring down at his plate. It'd be difficult to tell the difference between different kinds of tossing and turning.
Wincing, Hunk nodded. True, and I don't want to startle you on nights like that. Shoot.
He crossed his arms, brow furrowed. There's too many variables. How often does this happen?
Shiro thought about it, tapping his fingers against the table. Maybe once a week, a little less. It used to happen far more before everyone found out.
That made Hunk perk, his eyes brightening with a new clue.
It happens when you're pent up, maybe? Did you sleep with anyone yesterday? When was the last time?
A couple days ago. We had that battle, and I've been sore after.
Shiro flashed a grin, a hint of impishness peeking through the exhaustion.
Bruises are fun in bed, but not like that.
This time, it was Hunk's turn to go pink. Shiro watched with open amusement, enjoying the play of color over his cheeks.
Ah.
Hunk cleared his throat, visibly regaining his semi-professional air.
Yeah, battle bruises aren't the right kind for that. I'd say don't go without sex, but, well, that's bad for a number of reasons.
Agreed.
There were days where Shiro just couldn't. They were busy, or they had missions, or he was hurt, stressed, worried. Sometimes Shiro just didn't want sex, his body be damned. Now that he wasn't essentially starving himself, he could go without for a few days at a time without much discomfort. Except for nights like this.
Hunk nodded again.
I might be able to help, but it'd be easier if I could see it in action. Do you think if you go without today, you'll have another night like yesterday?
Brows up, Shiro shrugged. I can't guarantee it, but it's more likely than not, I'd say. You want to spend the night? You know I still do have my other dreams. It might not be very safe.
I'll have plenty of warning before you wake up, Hunk said.
He reached out and gave Shiro's knee a squeeze, seeming to enjoy the intimacy of the gesture.
Worth a try? And maybe I can get you back to a good night's sleep once we know what we're dealing with.
Shiro continued to eye him, more than a little amused.
I said I didn't wake up, remember? I probably won't again.
I know. Do you mind?
Oh, he meant helping while Shiro was still asleep.
Did he mind?
Shiro slowly shook his head, gaining confidence.
No, I don't. That's not a bad idea. I hate to keep you up, though.
Hunk's cheeks went pink again, and he gave a sheepish smile. You might be doing more of a favor for me than for you.
Oh!
Shiro's smile slowly grew as he looked Hunk up and down.
You like that? Interesting.
Hunk covered his face with his hands, his shoulders curling in.
I know, it's kind of weird. It's just, it's so soft, and people get so relaxed and cute when they sleep, and they react really honestly, and
hey.
Shiro laughed and stood. He carefully took hold of Hunk's wrists and pulled them away, then gave him a kiss to his revealed forehead.
I'm not judging, really. It makes me feel better to know you're getting something out of it, okay? You guys do so much for me, and you've invested so much time and effort into my comfort. I like getting to return that with things you like. If you have an interest, you can always ask. I'll never be mad.
still bright pink, Hunk nodded. Yeah, all right. It's just not an easy one to talk about. Especially since I understand if you might not like people touching you when you sleep. Shiro sighed, because that wasn't unwarranted. You can always ask anyway, and I'll give you an honest answer. I think so long as my dreams stay good, that's not so bad. He kissed Hunk's forehead again, then both his cheeks. Thank you for helping me, tonight and every other day. Thank you for taking care of us the rest of the time. Hunk cupped Shiro's jaw and tugged him into a deeper kiss. Then he went in for another, opening his mouth until Shiro took the invitation. As the kiss grew more and more intense, Shiro settled into Hunk's lap, enjoying the simple closeness and contact. At least he did, until there was a shrill whine behind him. The pancakes! Hunk pulled Shiro off his lap, then set off at a run. Through the door, Shiro heard several low, hissed curses and something banging. Whoops. Biting back a smile, Shiro followed after to help. After all, he couldn't screw up something that was already burnt. Hunk let his tablet rest against his chest and took a deep breath, staring at the ceiling. Next to him, Shiro breathed deeply, the first hints of a snore on each inhale. The sign that he was well and truly asleep. All day, Hunk hadn't been able to think about anything but tonight. He'd been horribly distracted during training, and he didn't remember a word of what Karan had told him about their next mission. Instead, he was thinking about what it would be like to have Shiro under his hands, slack and warm with sleep, relaxed and open, moaning in his sleep. Hunk reached down to palm himself and keep control. Despite that, Hunk found himself nervous now. A small part of it was that, yes, he could scare Shiro in his sleep. That would end badly for everyone. It was a very real danger. But a lot of his nerves was just that he'd spent so much time thinking about doing this with someone and never had the opportunity. In fact, a lot of his fantasies had been of this happening to him. Hunk was eager to try it for himself, but it was also hard. It would be so easy to wake him up and mess up the whole plan, or he might lose control and start really going at it. If someone was doing this to him, it'd be so much easier, and Hunk would get to wake up sticky and satisfied, probably still stretched, and know someone had fucked him in his sleep. It was almost as hot as the idea as getting to enter someone while they were so warm and soft and unresistant. Next to him, Shiro shifted and let out a tiny murmur. Hunk froze. Sure, he'd woken Shiro through sheer proximity to his nerves. But instead, Shiro rolled over onto his stomach and let out a sigh. He rocked forward once, fluid and unselfconscious, then settled. Had Shiro just rutted against the bed, or had that been a natural movement? Curiosity finally overtook Hunk's anxiety. He turned onto his side, slow and steady to keep from jostling Shiro. The blue lights on the wall were still on, keeping the room at a low level of light. It hadn't kept Shiro up, thankfully, but it left Hunk enough to see by. Shiro's face was utterly slack, his lips parted as he breathed deeply. His eyes twitched like he was looking back and forth quickly, and occasionally his fingers would twitch. Definitely dreaming, then. It had been a little while since he dozed off, though Hunk hadn't dared even pay too much attention until he really seemed out of it. Now, was it last night, or was this a nightmare? Hunk scooted closer, testing his movements to see if Shiro would stir. He didn't so much as twitch, blissfully unaware of Hunk's proximity and intentions. A shiver ran through Hunk, and he tensed his thighs to keep from bucking against the sheets. He'd get his fill later. For now, it was time to investigate. Once he was nearly flush with Shiro's side, Hunk slid his hand under the cover. He crept it closer, painfully slowly, and then gently rested the tip of two fingers against Shiro's hip. No reaction. Hunk's heart pounded,
So loud and powerful, it seemed like it should wake Shiro up. But he didn't stir, lost in his dream. Inch by inch, Hunk crept his hand along Shiro's lower back, then over the swell of his ass. Shiro had gone to bed nude, well aware of Hunk's plans, and so there was nothing between his palm and the soft skin below. Since Hunk couldn't see how his hand was going, he had to rely entirely on touch. It made him hyper-aware of each raised line and gnarled scar. Not for the first time, Hunk's heart clenched in sympathy. It wasn't fair that Shiro had to wear these, and to feel them on vulnerable places like here was all the more worrying. Shiro wouldn't appreciate those thoughts, though. He probably didn't want anyone looking at the scars and wondering how they were earned or how Shiro suffered from the wounds. So Hunk pretended they weren't there, pushing away his curiosity. It wasn't his business. Not really. His business was far more fun, anyway. Finally, Hunk was able to dip his fingers between Shiro's cheeks, a gentle swipe to test. The tips of his fingers came away wet. Shiro let out a slurred noise and shifted. Heart pounding, Hunk held completely still. It wasn't to avoid waking Shiro, or for any reason except that he froze, like a deer in headlights. But Shiro just settled back down. His tongue darted out to lick his lips, probably dried from hanging open like that. But then he continued to snore. Whew. Hunk's cock was painfully hard, and he ached to touch himself or rut against anything. He was touching Shiro in his sleep, fingers against his hole. With each breath, it shifted slightly, and there was barely any resistance as the tip of Hunk's finger pressed against the slick heat. It was so, so tempting to press inside and explore the soft entrance. Hunk desperately wanted to feel how it would effortlessly give. Shiro was already so easy to slide into, but right now he was more relaxed than Hunk had ever seen or felt him. But Hunk also couldn't bear to do this while he couldn't see anything. So he pulled his hand back and debated. Pull the covers off, or no? The chill of the air might wake Shiro, but all those relaxed, pliant muscles would be on full display. Hunk would have free range to Shiro at his most open and vulnerable, both with his complete permission and without him knowing. In the end, the idea was too delicious to deny. Hunk carefully reached over Shiro and grabbed the edge of the blanket. Then he slowly pulled it off, steadily exposing Shiro to Hunk's greedy gaze. At first, Shiro didn't notice. But as his feet were finally revealed and the blanket was set down, he let out a shiver. His arms tucked in further like he was huddling for warmth. The muscles in his legs tensed. Hunk's breath caught, and he watched helplessly, mentally begging Shiro to hold still. If he curled in on himself, it would be that much harder to do this. Hunk was already inexperienced at this kink, and he didn't need to make his first time more difficult. But finally, Shiro settled back down. The slight furrow to his brow smoothed away, leaving him peaceful again. His hips gave another tiny movement, like he was rocking back, and Shiro let out a quiet whine. Combined with the slick he was producing, it was clear Shiro was in the middle of a very nice dream after all. Shiro was having a wet dream while Hunk prepared to fuck him through it. Biting on his bottom lip, Hunk tensed against a violent shudder. His whole stomach clenched and jumped until he had to reach down and wrap his fingers tightly at the base of his cock. Easy, easy, non-sexy things. Math problems, cleaning the mice, doing loop-de-loops in yellow. Hunk finally sighed and let go, as the threat of orgasm passed. If he was feeling this good just from imagining it, Hunk was dying to try it for himself. He carefully shifted closer, walking on his knees, so he could get over Shiro's starfished legs. Once he was settled between them, Hunk looked down at Shiro's ready, pliant ass and considered what he wanted to do. The obvious answer was to plunge inside, but there were so many other amazing options. Hunk could hold those relaxed cheeks open and taste Shiro while he dreamed. Or he could slide his fingers in all the way and enjoy how the walls fluttered and stayed open. Considering how little prep Shiro needed when he was awake, Hunk could probably get his fist inside before Shiro woke up. A moan ripped itself out of Hunk, shockingly loud in the otherwise quiet room. Hunk slapped a hand over his mouth as though he could take back the vocalization. His heart pounded as he waited for a reaction. Ugh. Shiro breathed. His voice was rough, barely audible. Please. He went still again, still dreaming. Hunk's heart rate didn't slow at all as he scooted forward. He stopped when his knees just barely touched Shiro's thighs, daring that much contact. Then he took hold of each cheek, first with barely any pressure, but slowly using more force. Shiro's ass wasn't usually particularly pliable. It was mostly muscle, after all. Even after months of Hunk's cooking, Shiro was still mostly made of flat planes and hard juts of bone. But now those muscles were so relaxed they gave like butter. Hunk's fingers sank into the soft flesh, and he was able to pull the globes apart without any resistance at all. Shiro let out another one of those happy sighs, and his hips rocked. This time it was a longer movement, going for several seconds. It was also unmistakably humping. Holy fuck. One of these days, Hunk was going to have to get Shiro to hump a pillow or Hunk's thigh to completion. The fluid movements were amazing to watch. Shiro was also so dignified most of the time that it would be amazing to see him totally give himself over, chasing his pleasure and abandoning his embarrassment. That was another day, though. Right now, Hunk needed to focus on this. He waited until Shiro stilled again, then slid one finger into Shiro's hole. It went without any resistance at all, even when it went past the second knuckle. Shiro let out another sigh, but it was impossible to tell if it was from the dream or from what Hunk was doing. Or both, maybe. Inside, Shiro was warm and slick. As he shifted and breathed, the muscles moved, like caresses to the fingers. Hunk slid a second one inside, and then a third when there was still no resistance. Then Shiro clenched, but it seemed to be an automatic reaction. He let out a tiny rumbling groan, a sub-vocal noise, then licked his lips again, and that was all. An impish impulse took over. Hunk shifted his finger and let himself rub between Shiro's prostate and his slick gland, rocking in and out between the two. The pleasure shouldn't be too intense, but it would definitely be felt. Shiro gasped, sounding almost awed. Then he let out another low groan, rocking back against the intrusion. "Mrr," he breathed. "Please." More. Please. Who was Hunk to say no to that? He gave one last smooth rock, this time brushing over both glands. While Shiro bucked, Hunk slid in his pinky. Now Shiro's hole was finally starting to resist. His walls rippled, and slick dripped out messily past Hunk's palm and dribbled down his wrist. He held completely still, terrified of pushing too far. Shiro took in a deep breath, then let it out. He stilled completely, and his breathing evened back out into snores. Inch by inch, Hunk pressed his hand in further, until all four fingers were inside to the final knuckle. Still no response. Hunk tucked his thumb inside as far as it would go. He pressed, a slow and steady pressure, and didn't so much as dare to breathe. The muscles strained just for a second, but then Hunk popped inside. Shiro jolted. The movement was so much more involved that Hunk nearly pulled back out of sheer instinct. In that moment, he was absolutely sure he'd gone too far and woken Shiro up. It wouldn't be the end of the world, but it would be the end of this beautiful moment, and Hunk might never get this chance again. But then Shiro just gave another of those sloppy, sleepy moans. His lips worked, pursing into a lazy "oh." Then he settled back down. Hunk waited several seconds, still not quite believing that he could keep going. But Shiro was snoring, and he never snored when he was awake, even when he was dozing. Once he was calm enough, Shiro worked the tip of his thumb inside. Even with everything he was taking, the muscle gave so sweetly, like Hunk was being accepted and held inside. Once or twice, he paused, rubbing Shiro's dripping slick onto his hand to help it go more smoothly. Then, with one final push, the meat of Hunk's palm slipped inside. Instantly, Shiro's hole locked around his wrist, as if greedily keeping him inside. Hunk had fisted Shiro in his sleep. Each breath came deeply and quickly, like gasps of awe. Hunk couldn't look away from the place where his hand disappeared into Shiro's body. It was all in there, nestled inside the slick heat as if Shiro never wanted to let go. Reaching out with his other hand, Hunk traced the rim, still not quite able to believe what he was seeing. Then he smoothed his hand up and down Shiro's spine. "Thank you," he breathed, barely audible even to himself. Then Hunk started to move his hand up and out, thrusting his whole hand in the tight confines. He never shifted more than an inch or two, afraid of pushing too far. But Shiro started to whine again, tiny, high-pitched noises of pure need. No attempt to quiet himself, no self-conscious swallowing, nothing but the pure enjoyment of having Hunk's entire hand inside of him and pressing against everywhere good. "I need to make you a bigger plug," Hunk murmured, half to himself. "Maybe shaped like this." It was an incredibly delicious thought, and Hunk squeezed his thighs together to keep from doing something more impulsive. Shiro's noises started to get louder, and his hips began working more. Each thrust pushed out a quiet, "ugh," and his mouth hung open wetly as he gasped for breath. He was about to come in his sleep. Hunk started to work faster, prepared to give that to him, but then he realized an orgasm would very likely wake Shiro up. If he was really as nice as everyone said, Hunk would do it anyway. But he didn't want this to end without getting to slide inside while Shiro was as wet and loose and relaxed as he ever would be. So instead, with deep reluctance, Hunk pulled himself free. His palm popped out, earning another gasp from Shiro's slack lips. One day, if Hunk was ever gifted with this chance again, he was going to make sure he was pent up all day. That way he could come a few times. And he'd make sure to paint Shiro's face white while he was still open, maybe dribble some cum into his lips, watch him unconsciously lick them clean. Fuck, fuck, fuck! Okay, Hunk needed to finish quickly, or else he was definitely going to come early. Finally, he pulled his hand free. Hunk took a precious few moments to pull Shiro's cheeks apart again, just to see the difference. He was absolutely soaked now, his skin shining with slick in the low light. The hole was stretched open, enough that Hunk could actually see maybe half an inch inside. With each breath, the rim fluttered as Shiro clenched around the sudden lack. After a few moments, he let out a whine. "I've got you," Hunk breathed, overwhelmed by a rush of fondness. "I've got you." He pushed himself up on his knees again, then bent over as far as he could. Since Shiro's legs were only a little spread, Hunk couldn't get in close without moving him. At this point, it was clear Shiro was out like a damn light, but he still didn't want to push. Besides, it was part of the fun. Hunk laid out, propped on one elbow so he wasn't actually resting on Shiro's back. His thighs and stomach brushed the skin, but that hadn't woken Shiro so far. Then he lined himself up, his cock at the loose entrance. Pausing, Hunk locked his eyes on Shiro's peaceful face. There was a flush now, and his lips were wet with drool. Occasionally, his mouth worked against the edge of the pillow, like he was sucking on fingers or skin. Beautiful. That image in mind, Hunk pressed his hips forward and sank inside. After having a fist inside, there was absolutely no stretch to Hunk's cock. However, Shiro's muscles immediately clenched, as if relieved to have something inside again. They worked the shaft eagerly, like Shiro was trying to pull him even further inside. Hunk didn't look away from Shiro's face, so he had a perfect view as the flush deepened. Shiro's brows rose and his mouth opened further into a perfect, odd circle. He looked like he'd gotten every birthday gift at once. Even through that, he didn't stir. Maybe this was a symptom after all. Hunk knew Shiro didn't want it to be. He didn't want yet another question on his medical record on the subject. But he wasn't normally this heavy a sleeper at all. And here he was, taking Hunk's fist and cock like they were nothing. This wasn't the time for that, though. Instead, Hunk started to rock. He focused on the glands, wanting to bring Shiro the pleasure he denied him just a few minutes before. And because Hunk had been nearly ready to burst before he'd done more than brush Shiro's skin, he wasn't going to last long like this. Hunk's cock was noisier than his fist had been. That had done a good job of blocking the slick, keeping it from squelching with every movement. His cock had no such benefit. And Hunk was treated to the feeling and sound of slick forcing out every time Hunk's cock drove in fully. There was no resistance from the rim to keep it out, so it just continued to flow as Shiro was pleasured. If Shiro stayed asleep, he was going to keep leaking like this all night. Hunk slapped his hand to his face and bit down on the palm to keep from moaning at full volume. Unfortunately, it was the hand that he'd just put inside of Shiro. The smell of slick and arousal was overwhelming, and Hunk could taste Shiro. It was too much. Hunk's eyes rolled back in his head and he lost control, driving in rapidly in short rabbit thrusts. Finally, he came, letting out what felt like one of the biggest, most powerful loads of his life. For several minutes, all Hunk could manage to do was keep himself upright. His single arm shook, threatening to give out at any second. But Hunk managed to stay upright until he was able to pull back and slide out. Shiro still didn't move. His hips rocked again and he let out a whine, but he was asleep. He'd slept through Hunk coming inside of him after he was fisted. Hunk went lightheaded as his cock twitched yet again, like he was having a second orgasm. He felt another dribble of cum escape him and drip onto the bed as his stomach clenched painfully hard. "Thank you," he whispered, looking down at where Shiro was sprawled out. "You're perfect." Predictably, there was no response, just more humping. Again, if Hunk was kind, he'd take Shiro in hand and make sure he came as quickly and satisfyingly as possible. Instead, Hunk moved carefully out of the way, back to his side of the bed. It gave him a better angle to watch, now able to see Shiro's hips rise, catch a flash of his reddened cock as it sank into the sheets below. This time, Shiro didn't seem to be settling. His body was fully committed now, even as he continued to breathe slowly and deeply. Finally, Hunk reached out and slid one finger back inside Shiro's loose, sloppy hole. His own cum slid out, dribbling a pale white as it mixed with the slick. Biting his lip, Hunk found the slick gland and started to circle around it. "Come on, Shiro," he breathed, just loud enough to be heard. "Come. Come like this. Hump the bed." It took several more seconds of both humping and fingering, but then Shiro suddenly jolted, grinding down filthily against the fabric. Then he went still. He still snored. Hunk pulled his hand back and spent several moments staring at his sleeping friend in pure, unadulterated awe. He considered cleaning them up, but in the end decided against it. Instead, he pulled the covers up and tucked them both in. Then he pressed a kiss to Shiro's temple, soft as he could. Exhausted, satisfied, and giddy, Hunk fell asleep with a smile on his face. He was going to make Shiro the best toy ever for this, something that could play with him all night long without hurting him. And if it kept Shiro open and wet for Hunk to play with some other day, maybe if it had some kind of alert that let Hunk know when Shiro was having one of these nights, well, that was just pragmatic, wasn't it?